Fight Club exclusive, Peter Navarro, Democrats will rue the day they put me behind bars. By Hannah Knudsen on September 25, 2025. Democrats will rue the day they put me behind bars. Peter Navarro, counselor to the president, said during a special founders roundtable on Breitbart Fight Club on Thursday evening. Navarro spoke about his book, I Went to Prison So You Won't Have To. A Love and Lawfare Story in Trumpland, detailing the many reasons everyone needs to read the book. Part of it is this whole accountability issue. But hey, if you want to know what it's like to walk into a federal prison at 73 or 4 years old for a misdemeanor and be with 200 felons, hey, I Went to Prison So You Won't Have To. Check it out, he began before detailing his experience. He said the inmate population was overwhelmingly supportive of President Trump for a lot of different reasons. One of them was that the president had promised prison reform and actually delivered. And Biden had promised prison reform and hadn't delivered anything at all. There's a funny story in the book about how the first couple of days, I'm out in the yard and I get surrounded by these three guys. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what could go wrong here? And one of them says to me, hey, we like you. I go, you know what? Why? And they go, well, you're not a snitch. Yeah, they've done their homework, he said. I did a lot of good while I was in there. I was able to work on this First Step Act problem. It's a $5 billion problem. You can read about it in the book. I actually act as a kind of Breitbart investigative reporter type. While I was in there and covered the scandal, the staff were mostly good. They have a really hard job to do, but there are a lot of dicks there too, and some, no shortage of corruption. I uncover that as well, and it's a test. It's a test of your will, he explained. Of the book, he said Steve Bannon wrote the foreword and noted that the book is not about us. It's really about you. It's about you, living in a world where they can come and take your freedom. He said, noting that when you are there serving time, they own me effectively. And what you do when you are in there to make sure you don't get owned. As you stay strong mentally, spiritually, and physically. When asked how one does that, Navarro said it comes down to routines. You got to have routines. So one of my routines was writing a daily diary that comprised what essentially is the book. And that kept me focused, but in the process of being in there. Within a matter of weeks, I uncovered this $5 billion scandal with respect to the First Step Act. And so I quickly became kind of a half-lawyer, half-political organizer, half-investigative reporter, and so it was a puzzle, he said. Ultimately, Navarro said, Democrats will rue the day they put me behind bars. Because what happened in there, and what happened on their watch, and what's happening now, Trump's fixing.